This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. As mortgage interest rates continue to drop, many in northern Colorado have refinanced their home loans, sometimes multiple times in a short period of time. I'm talking this morning with Northern Colorado Business Report publisher Jeff Nuttall about some of the potential options. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Erin.
So how long have mortgage brokers been noticing this trend?
Really all year. Many of those refinancing did so a couple of years ago when rates were around 4.5%. And at that time, mortgage professionals thought their rates couldn't get any lower. Of course, they have continued to fall. And those who thought 4.5% last year was good, they think 3.5% this year is terrific.
I would agree with that. Well, you know, historically, just how low have interest rates gotten?
Erin, interest rates haven't been this low since the late 1940s. The rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage clocked in at just 3.4% a few days ago. And part of the reason for these historically low rates is thought to be tied to the Federal Reserve's recently announced third round of quantitative easing, or QE3, which is a fancy way for saying economic stimulus.
Right. So is there a magic number? How much of a decrease in interest rates makes it worthwhile to refinance?
Usually around 1% drop is what you're looking at for refinance. But in some cases, nowadays anyway, brokerages are able to cover the closing costs on a refinance. And that means it's worthwhile for a borrower if the drop is only 0.5%. Of course, whether it makes sense for you also depends on the value of the home, length of loan, et cetera. But many borrowers are able to save hundreds on their monthly payments.
Sounds good. Are there any downsides?
Not really. Obviously, there are some borrowers, such as those with poor credit, who might not be able to obtain a low enough rate to make financing viable. And borrowers who owe more on their mortgage than it's worth can attempt to qualify for the federal government's Home Affordable Refinance Program. But if the borrower and the loan officer come to the conclusion that refinancing is the best path, then reworking the mortgage can save plenty of money.
So in looking at this issue, just how much money can homeowners save?
Well, as an example, our reporter found a Fort Collins resident who has cut both his interest rate and the term of the loan in half. He has refinanced his home twice in the past year through Cornerstone Mortgage. He originally obtained the 30-year mortgage in 1999 at a rate of 6.25%. And then in February, he refinanced his home loan to a 20-year term with a 4.25% rate, followed by another refinance in August to a 15-year term at 3%. The low interest rates allowed him to keep his payments relatively low while cutting the number of years off his loan, which is great.
Yeah, and refinancing twice in 1 year, that seems so unusual. Is this trend occurring elsewhere in the country?
Yeah, absolutely. Refinancing a home more than once in a matter of years or sometimes a matter of months is a growing trend nationwide as homeowners look to get the lowest rate possible. Nearly 2.2 million homeowners across the country have refinanced their mortgages at least twice since 2009.
Very interesting. Well, thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.